Well, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. I want to talk a little bit about that with John Jordan, who's in this morning. John is the Wellness and Lifestyle Director at the Heritage House in Atlantic and has a group that meets quite frequently to deal with some of the issues with Parkinson's. Good morning, John. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Parkinson's is actually something that hits pretty close to home for you. You had to deal with that in your own family.
Yeah. My dad was diagnosed when he was in his mid-50s with Parkinson's, and it really threw us all for a loop. And he was fortunate that he got right in on a study that was being done by a Dr. Rodnitsky in Iowa City for the University of Iowa Hospital System. With some new experimental drugs for Parkinson's. And my dad was very proactive about the disease and wanted to do whatever he could. So he took part in that study for most of his life. At first, it was kind of a almost once a month type thing to drive to Iowa City. Later in life, it was a once a year checkup. But he always believed that being on that experimental drug probably added 5 or 6 years of quality life to his life. And he did find out after the initial testing when they released the information that he was one of the ones that was actually on the new medication. You know, they always have a blind study where some people are getting it and some people are getting a sugar pill or whatever. So, so that's how I initially started thinking about Parkinson's, and it just kind of has grown since then.
Well, unfortunately, it's grown since then. The need has grown since then. Yeah. I think sometimes folks have a general understanding or think they do when they hear Parkinson's. Immediately, I guess most folks probably think, well, they have unsteady hands or something like that. But there's a lot more involved.
Yeah, there are four real basic symptoms. You know, you have the tremor, which a lot of people is very visual and noticeable. And you have freezing, where people will get to a doorway or a stairway, and they just literally cannot move. And you have other symptoms that are always recognizable as a Parkinson's type symptom. But the trick with Parkinson's is those symptoms can be involved with other diseases too. And so diagnosing Parkinson's is not just a slam dunk, open, shut door thing. It's tricky. And like Alzheimer's and some other diseases like that, you never really know absolutely for sure, but there are some pretty dominant symptoms with Parkinson's.
Well, and like some other diseases that tend to be very frustrating to deal with, it emanates from the brain.
Yeah.
It's not something that starts in your hands or feet.
That's exactly right. And a lot of times it sneaks up on people, and, you know, like it always does when you become sick or something happens, it's not just suddenly you snap your fingers and you've got Parkinson's. You just start noticing a little lack of muscle control, a little all of a sudden, what's that little shake in my head or in my neck or my hand? It does kind of take a little while to present itself, so it can be frustrating. What it is basically is Parkinson's attacks the neural pathways in your brain. So like you and I, when we're standing at the top of a set of stairs and we decide, oh, I need to go downstairs, we just go downstairs. We don't have to give it a lot of thought. We don't have to go through a big, long process. Our feet start moving and we start going downstairs. With Parkinson's, that becomes a huge effort because those pathways that send the signal from your brain to the muscle, whatever muscle that is, they become interrupted because of the lack of dopamine, which is created in the brain. And therefore, it's not a simple thing to say, pick up that glass of water anymore. You have to think about it, you have to work on it, and it takes some time.
Absolutely. According to the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, they say it's classified as a progressive disorder. It's not necessarily considered to be fatal, but it obviously affects the quality of life as we start to age and have to deal with these types of issues. And our family members have to deal with these types of issues then, too, in dealing with us. So you formed a program through the Heritage House that is actually helping a lot of folks deal with these.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things. It started out, there's a program that was developed by a personal trainer in Columbus, Ohio, called Delay the Disease. DTD, we call it. And I became a certified Delay the Disease instructor. And what it is, it's exercise. And it's pretty simple. I think we all know by now that any form of exercise is good for anybody, no matter what chronic disease you're suffering from or if you're not suffering from any disease at all. We all know that the more active we can be, the healthier we're going to be, the better we're going to feel. But what they've discovered with Parkinson's specifically is that movement is an amazing antidote to some of these neural pathway problems. Bicycling especially seems to be something that they have discovered that really has a connection. It's a repetitive motion. It's something that your brain, even though those pathways are interrupted, can somehow adapt to that, that repetitive, rhythmic motion from pedaling a bicycle. So, in fact, there's a renowned Parkinson's doctor from Johns Hopkins University that said the new miracle drug for Parkinson's is exercise. And a lot of doctors are discovering this. So I started teaching this Delay the Disease program. We meet once a week, every Monday at 1 o'clock right at Heritage House in my classroom there. And oddly enough, most of our participants are not from Heritage House. They're from outside the community, around Cass County, Audubon County, Pottawatomie County. And we have anywhere from 8 to 12 people that come once a week. We do Parkinson-specific exercises, and we do a lot of just other strength building and endurance exercises, but a lot of it is geared towards movement disorders, and that's mm-hmm. what we do.
Sure. When you start to think about it, we hear people say things like, you know, 50 is the new 30. You know, as we start to age and we live longer, we start to look at folks differently. You know, when we're young, 60 doesn't look that old, or 60 looks really old.
Exactly.
As we get closer, it doesn't look so bad.
No.
But you know, you run into situations where you're going to, the longer you live, the longer you hang around, the more likely you are to find your way into some of these different types of things, like perhaps Parkinson's disease, and people are working longer.
Yes.
It's getting more and more difficult for folks to find a time to retire. Some just don't want to. They want to keep active. They're working into their 70s.
Yeah.
Well, not if you have Parkinson's necessarily. It affects the quality of your life. It affects your ability to do simple things sometimes, depending upon the degree, like maybe driving or even being able to continue working.
Yeah, absolutely. And it attacks people at a real a key point in their life, usually in the mid-50s to later than that. There are about 4 to 5% are younger than 50. That's still pretty rare, but actually growing. I mean, we all know who Michael J. Fox is. He's kind of the poster boy for early onset Parkinson's, and he's been an amazing source of not only inspiration for people, but funding. He has started a foundation himself that's just been amazing. But it attacks people when they're in their late 50s, their mid to late 60s. And like you say, used to be 65 years old, man, you'd probably retired for 3 years by then and just having coffee with the boys. Anymore, that's not the case. People are still out working out, running, working well into their 70s. Mm-hmm. And so when Parkinson's comes along at that age, it is really debilitating because it takes away your youth. And I still consider it, because I'm getting closer and closer, like you say. You know, when I was a kid, when my dad turned 40, I thought, oh my gosh, he's so old. I hope he makes it a couple more years, you know. And now that I blew way past that, it's like, it's all relative. But mm-hmm. we are being encouraged, and we are taking advantage of better exercise, better nutrition and everything. That's, people are living longer and with better quality of life. So when that comes along and smacks you with Parkinson's at age 63, that's devastating. And the other thing, like you mentioned before, is the support group around those people. Because, you know, if you're 65 and you have Parkinson's and your spouse, her life is right in the middle of the best part of your life. When you're thinking about slowing down a little and playing with grandkids, and that spouse becomes the caretaker. And so that's why Laura Studelberg, who has just been a wonderful asset to the Parkinson's community here, she has started a support group here in Atlantic and Cass County and the area to support those caregivers. And that also meets at Heritage House. And so Heritage House has kind of become Parkinson's Central for this area, which I'm really glad about and pretty proud of.
You know, one of the issues when you take a look at some of the facts about Parkinson's disease, it's a neurological disorder, and doctors really don't know what causes it. It just is.
You can't fight it because they don't know what it is even, mm-hmm. and there is no cure. You know, and that's why a lot of people are hesitant to even find out if they have Parkinson's. And let's face it, Jim, I'm serving maybe 8 to 12 people at my exercise class. There are 10 times that many people in Cass County alone that could benefit from this, because we know that Parkinson's is a huge problem. There are over 10 million people worldwide, 1.5 million plus in this country. It affects more people than muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease combined. We spend billions of dollars on this disease, and still there is a stigma, like with a lot of chronic movement disorders, that people think that when you're diagnosed with Parkinson's, it's a death sentence. You go sit in your house and you just wait to die. And we're finding out that that's absolutely the worst thing you can do, because the more you can adapt and improvise and overcome and fight it and stay active, the longer and the better quality of life you're going to have.
When they estimate about $2,500 just on the basis of what it would cost a year for medication
exactly.
for this. If
yep.
you can do it through exercise
yep.
and through activity and through a support group, doesn't that sound a lot better?
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, of course, being a fitness guy myself, I am just so heartened when I hear doctors who are sometimes a little slower to get on that activity over medicine bandwagon saying that the new miracle drug for Parkinson's and many other chronic diseases is exercise, activity, mm-hmm. staying active. And that's just music to my ears, of course. And I think it's something that has been proven out. I mean, I can give you testimonial after testimonial from just my little class of people who have said that before I started taking this class, I couldn't tie my own shoes. My wife had to help me tie my shoes because I couldn't bend over. And they're not only tying their shoes, but they're tying their running shoes and their walking shoes, and they're getting out and doing things. And what a huge difference that makes, not only for you, but for your caregiver and just for your attitude and just your basic quality of life.
Peace of mind for those around you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. So if folks would like to learn more and perhaps maybe inquire about being a part of that
yeah.
group, how would they do that?
Well, they'd get a hold of me. That'd be the first thing to do. You can just call Heritage House, and that number is 243-1850. 243-1850, and just ask for John, the wellness director, and I can get him in touch with Laura Studelberg for the support part of it. I can get him signed up for our exercise class. And the exercise class, my Delay the Disease class, is absolutely free. There is no charge. You get there once a week. I'll put you through your paces. You'll be tired when we get done, but you'll feel very much gratified that you did that, and you'll feel better as the time goes on. And we just learn from each other. It's a social event, too. We have a lot of fun. You know, this is one of those things in life, like you know, Jim, that sometimes you're hit with things that are devastating and they can overcome you. And if you don't have a sense of humor and a little bit of hope when it comes to these things, it's a long, dark road. So I really encourage humor, and we have fun, and we're honest with each other. We talk about it. We don't hide things from each other, because these are the people that are going through the same thing you are, and they know where you're coming from, and it's so good to have that support.
Absolutely. So make that phone call if that's something that would fit into your life or the life of someone you care about. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.